All right, gentlemen, we've had a time to think over the possible options, and the more I think about it, the more I like the idea Carl had about the box with the secret code found at the store. Now let's try to dig a little deeper and expand on this idea. Go into more detail. So what's the plan of action?
Great. I was thinking about it a bit more. How about making it some big event? Like the first 100 get 50% off.
Carl, that's not going to help anyone. We need to make a welcome screen that everyone has to see before entering the website. This is where we place the mystery box. There should definitely be something on the outside of the box to pull people in.
That'll never work. Why don't we just tell them to give us their email address for the code?
No, Drew. That'll never bring anyone to the store. You see, once they're at the store, they've already spent time and energy. They're basically committed to buying something. Now, Justin, something on the outside. Are you talking about some kind of picture or phrase?
Yeah, so, fellas, what if we put a pot of gold on the outside? It could read underneath, "A leprechaun is waiting for you with a treat."
Are you serious? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Miss Smarty Pants, if you're so full of great ideas, why don't you enlighten us?
Drew, that's enough. Your negative attitude is holding us up. Why don't you go make us some coffee? Thanks, Justin. This idea's golden. And we'll put a catchy tune in the background, and the customers are sure to rush over to the store. And there can be a leprechaun inside with some kind of gift certificate or something.
Matt, don't worry about Drew. She'll be okay. She was just a bit upset that you didn't like her idea. She told me this morning she'd be thinking about it all night. I'll talk to her. She'll be okay tomorrow. Sorry about her.
That's okay. Okay, it seems like we've got enough information. Let's try to draw this up. I think first we should...